Numbers chapter 24. And when Balaam saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel, he did not go, as at other times, to seek for enchantments. But he set his face toward the wilderness, and Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel, abiding in his tents according to their tribes, and the Spirit of Yahweh came upon him. And he took up his parable, and said, Balaam the son of Beor hath said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he hath said, which heard the words of Yahweh, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open, how goodly are your tents, O Jacob, all your tabernacles, O Israel. As the valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the river's side, as the trees of aloes which Yahweh has planted, and as cedar trees beside the waters. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. Yahweh brought him forth out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. He shall eat up the nations his enemies, and shall break their bones, and pierce them through with his arrows. He crouched. He lay down as a lion, and as a great lion. Who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesses you, and cursed is he that curses you. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he smote his hands together. And Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies, and you have altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore now, run you to your place. I thought to promote you to great honor, but no, Yahweh has kept you back from honor. And Balaam said to Balak, did I not also speak to your messengers which you sent to me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of Yahweh to do either good or bad of my own hand? But what Yahweh has said, that I will speak. And now, behold, I go to my people. Come, therefore, and I will advertise you what this people shall do to your people in the latter days. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said, which heard the words of Yahweh, and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not near. There shall come out a star of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir shall also be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that remains of the city. And when he looked upon Amalek, he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perishes forever. And he looked on the Kenites and took up his parable and said, strong is your dwelling place, and you put your nest in a rock. Nevertheless, the Kenites shall be wasted until Ashur shall carry you away captive. And he took up his parable and said, alas, who shall live when Yahweh does this? And ships shall come from the coast of Hishim, and shall afflict Ashur, and shall afflict Eber, and he also shall perish forever. And Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. End of chapter.